All right. What you need to do first is just sit back, relax, take your shoes off, unbutton your jeans or whatever you've got on if it's tight. Get yourself into a position that's comfortable, but you do want your back to be reasonably straight because the energy is going to come down through your head and up through your feet. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Let that breath fill your body to energize you, and then slowly exhale. At this point, to gain energy, putting your hands palm up and drawing energy in through them, as we learned in Psychic Development 1, is not a bad idea while you're breathing in, so that you bring as much energy into you as possible. This way you'll be a lot less tired at the end of our exercise. So inhale again. Bring energy in through your nose as well as through your palms of your hands. Let it flow all through your body. And then as you slowly release that breath, feel yourself grounding out any negativity, totally centering and relaxing. And now take this next moment to put yourself into the white light, as we learned, both bringing it down from above you and encircling yourself with it, as well as exploding it from inside of you. Really see that white light totally surrounding you and within you. And now inhale as you bring the light up through your feet, forming your energy balloon. Inhale, spiral it to the left. Exhale it out the top of your head, spiral it around to your right in a blue cocoon. Bring it in through your feet again. Do this twice more on your own. Now, in your mind's eye, say your prayer, whatever it is. I'll repeat mine for you if you want to use mine. In the name of all that is, I heal, cleanse, and protect my mind, my body, and my spirit. In the name of all that is, I ask to be a channel for the power of the universal force. And now contact your guides or your higher self and ask for their help in your crystal gazing and in your automatic writing. Now open your eyes and on that page that you have set next to you, put today's date. And write the question that you're choosing to ask your guides at this time. Okay, now you can either pick your crystal up and hold it, or you can put it on a table at eye level, or you can look down into it. What you're going to want to do is to experiment with different places that you may want to hold this crystal. You can experiment with it. If, as you're working with the crystal, you feel that you want to move it, move it. Now, holding your question in your mind, turn your gaze onto your crystal. Let your breathing deepen and gaze at the crystal. If you need to blink, blink. This is not a stare, it's a gaze. Let the muscles of your eyes relax. Look at the crystal ball almost in the same way that you would be looking at an aura, letting the muscles of the eyes relax. If your eye wants to wander around the ball, that's okay. You don't have to look straight at any one place. But let your eyes go nice and limp and relaxed. Keep your breathing deep, smooth, and even. What often happens when we look at a crystal ball is we'll see clusters of sparks of lights. We may see motion around the outsides of the ball. The ball may get cloudy. These are all indications that this is working for you. If you should see something that you're not looking directly at, on the side of the ball or in another area than where you're looking, do not turn your gaze to look at it. Just allow yourself to register the picture or the action. And I'm going to give you the next few minutes to do this on your own. And while we gaze, I'll turn the tape off. Okay, now take a deep breath. Blink, cut the images off, whatever you're seeing. Let the breath go, let the connection to the ball go. Take a moment to write down each image that you saw. If you only saw flickering lights, if you only saw shadows, write that down. Whatever you saw, write down. Remember, when we crystal gaze, very often what we see comes in symbolic form, and your guides may very well be using the simplest means possible. So anything that you saw, no matter how slight, may still be important relative to your question. Okay, I'll start. As you all know, my sister last year had a very difficult time, health problems, family problems, and she went through a divorce. She had cancer. And I asked, as I looked at the crystal ball, I asked my guides, how is my sister going to be? And on the right side of the ball, I saw a very large cross. On the left side, I saw a woman in a wedding gown, and she was looking down at a newborn infant in a like a bassinet. Now, my sister's past childbearing age, but I interpret that she's going to find faith, that's the cross, that she will remarry, that's the wedding gown, and that she's giving birth to something new in her life, that's the baby in the bassinet. Okay? Anybody else want to share their image, and we'll see how we can interpret it, Karen?
Do you want to know what the question was that I asked?
Yeah.
I asked if the guides could show me a location and an area that I will visit.
Uh-huh.
And I saw yellow and blue lights, really beautiful yellow and blue lights, like when you're looking off into a city.
Uh-huh.
It had seen mountains. And then suddenly over to my right side, I saw these animals. They almost look like gargoyles.
Uh-huh.
They look like raccoons or cats, but gargoyles.
Okay, so that, and Italy, by the way, has a lot of churches,
yeah,
and old architecture that has that stuff on it.
And then a cloudy picture of a person came into focus right on that same side. It was a man, it looked like.
Mm-hmm. And that may, you know, just record whatever you could see of him, because that may either be someone you'll meet there or somebody that may help you to arrange the trip.
Yeah, it was a person. It was
uh-huh.
a man.
Excellent. Anybody else want to share anything? Okay.
Yeah, this is very excellent.
This is fun. David, what did you get?
Well, I was asking if I was done with an agreement. And I had a weird, not to me like a, some kind of religious person. In a white robe with like outstretched hands.
Uh-huh.
And then it would fade to look like a little girl in a communion dress kneeling, and then finally there was
that your guides may have been wondering why you're bringing the grievance.
Hard to interpret that. I could think of that if we were looking at it the same way as interpreting a dream. Perhaps the religious figure in the white gown basically is the, you know, and hands outstretched, basically is saying, well, go ahead, we're here, we'll help you. That could be your own guides. But it's interesting, the little girl in the communion gown almost gives the feeling of, you know, this is not maybe so important as you think. Or perhaps that if you do bring this grievance, that this could be the beginning of other things. Okay? But it does at least give me the feeling that you would be supported in what you were doing. Now, by the way, you see where you need to have the question. Otherwise, how would you know how to interpret this? You have to have that question to base the interpretation against. Jane, how about you?
Well, my question was, a friend of mine find happiness with this fellow she gained. And that was a pulsating light, mm-hmm. from white to gray, and back and forth, dark, and then a dark circle at the end of here. So.
Well, that sounds to me, and that is very simplified terms that your guide's giving you, sounds to me like she'll have periods of happy, periods of sad, that goes back and forth. But that circle at the end, that gives the feeling of this whole thing going around and around, literally in circles.
Yeah.
Does that describe it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Jim, what about you?
Well, I think I tried to play games with myself when I wrote the question. Nobody can answer that question. I just saw some flashes of light. I thought I saw a man's head and torso.
Okay, you may very well have seen your guide or seen somebody who was attempting to help you to answer the question. Good, good. Now, put your crystal aside and take out the piece of paper and get ready to do some automatic writing. Now, before we jump into our automatic writing, close your eyes for a moment and focus on your guides. You're still in the protection. We haven't released it yet. But focus on your guides for a moment and ask them, whatever your question is, ask them, will you help me through automatic writing to find an answer to this question? Now open your eyes, date your paper, write the question. And as we learned last week, leaving your hand free to swing back and forth so you can write easily, so that means resting your elbow on something, place your pen on the paper beneath that question. You can either close your eyes or keep them open, but don't let your mind interfere with what that hand is doing, and let the hand just write. Let it just follow through smoothly. And again, I'm going to put the tape on hold while we do this. Okay. Let yourself finish up whatever it is that's coming through. Take your time. Mentally, when you finish, say thank you to your guide. And let's take a look at what we've all got.
I asked three questions.
Oh, isn't this interesting?
Three questions.
Very, very clear also.
Yes.
Well, evidently, your practice during the week is paid off, Jim. You folks, when you have a chance, if you want to come over and take a look at this, what Jim's got is real clear information. And the writing is also quite different from what his regular writing is.
These are the three questions.
Yeah, these are the questions. Uh-huh. Very different. Okay. And it's real nice and clear.
Sure is.
Okay. And this one, will I have a better job soon, says ask again. You know what that means? That means that whether or not you're going to have that better job is going to pertain to whether or not you make the right decision or choice now. His last question was...
When I get promoted, it's an ask again, so I said, will I have a better job?
Okay. This could be if you... I can't quite make that out. If you learn to trust yourself. But I can't quite figure out what that is. Oh, it could be if you learn to trust yourself. Okay. Basically, you've got to do exactly what that guy looking at you today said. Didn't he tell you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about you, Karen? How did
you do? I never do all right with that. I just don't feel anything happening. I get that blocked out.
Ah, but you didn't practice that much either during the week.
No.
Her question was, when will I visit the location in Italy? This is interesting. You got a pentagram here.
Yeah, well, I know it's some symbols.
Devil.
Yeah, it's an upright pentagram. It says money. And it says you.
Pentacles.
And it says you should, and then you're getting something else. Definitely you're getting information.
Yeah.
A lot of the symbols.
You.
I think what's happening here is that your guides are starting out with English. And then moving into some other, it's the symbols. These are very different with writing. You're going to have to say to your guide next time you do this, I need this in English. Okay? Because they started and then they switched to something that was easier for them. And I think they're Hebrew. That's Hebrew that we're looking at. But they have to catch it
that
English.
Star, right? That's what Hebrew.
Also, the block letters themselves, they look like Hebrew letters that I've seen in texts. Okay, and how about you?
My question.
Hey, am I being taken by ETs during the night? You know what he got?
What?
He got a yes. But you are going to have to ask them to write more clearly. That's definitely a yes. But what's happening is they're not giving you a... His writing is too... it's interesting. A lot of times when people do automatic writing, or when you're looking at writing of regular people that have a gift for it, you'll see that writing almost level out into a stream. It's almost like a stream of consciousness. You're going to have to ask them to give you more, more complete rendition of the letters. But you got a yes there. You're going. Okay, and your question, well, look at this. Sick, ulcer, chest. I don't know what the question was. Uh-oh. Your brother's got an ulcer in his chest. That sounds like it's a...
low white cell
count. Okay. That's interesting. So the thing is that all of you got good information. Your practice is paying off.
I love the crystal gaze.
Do you want to give that one more try before we finish up for the evening? Do we have time? Okay. Then what we are going to do, okay, rather than try that crystal gazing a third time, what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to get something during the week, even if it's a bowl of water with God ink in it, but get something that you can work with crystal gazing, and at least once a day, take 5 or 10 minutes out and practice your crystal gazing. At least once a day, take 5 or 10 minutes out and practice your automatic writing. Practice your pendulum. The more often you work with these things, the better you're going to become at them. Next week, we're not going to do any more work with automatic writing. We are done. But I do want you to bring whatever you're going to be using for crystal gazing on your own with you next week. And this way we can do some practice in class with it. Now, also before you leave, set up an appointment with your partner for a telepathy exercise. And I'm going to leave you to your own devices. Send a scene, a picture, an object. Send whatever feelings or emotions or actions that you want. But please agree with your partner ahead of time that you have an idea of what's being sent that will help the sending to be received better. Anybody have any questions on what we did tonight? Okay, before we leave now, just close your eyes and let's release our energy balloon and say thank you to our guides. First, give your thanks, mentally vision your guides. And now, mentally bring that energy up from your feet, breathing it up, swirling it towards your left. When it gets to the top of your head, blow it out to the top of your head, back into the universe. And let yourself drop into your normal consciousness state. Okay, we did very well tonight.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Practice a lot.
Can I